Welcome to another episode of the Back Row Theologians, a podcast where two guys with a particular set of skills talk about theology or whatever else comes to mind. And now here are your hosts, Andrew and Ian.
Well, howdy. Welcome to another episode of the Back Row Theologians, a conversation about theology, the church, and the Christian life with a little nonsense in between. I'm your host, Yates.
And this is Ian.
And we have an exciting announcement. We are at our golden anniversary. We have recorded 50 episodes. This is episode 51, and I feel old. I think this is
it's more like, it's like 50.1, if we're going to be fair.
50.1. It's where all other episodes will be measured by. I feel like we have learned a lot, and I'm really excited to announce that we're adjusting our format.
Tweaking.
All right, we're tweaking
our format.
Why are we tweaking it, Ian?
Let's start back. I think probably most of our listeners haven't been with us from the beginning. If you have been, we're sorry. We recommend maybe joining CrossFit or something. Something better to do with your time. But for those who haven't, Andrew, I don't think we've explained in a long time why we chose the name Back Row Theologians, which I remember the back row part being from you. Would you like to explain what that kind of that means, that aspect of
it? Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I remember what it meant, but I think to me today, the idea of being a back row theologian, like when I'm in class, you've got the people who sit at front, and nothing against people sitting in the front, but I think I at least was in the back of the room, still dialed in pretty well, but also kind of heckling. Is that the word?
And just to be fair, so you know the nature of our relationship, the only classes I think I haven't sat in the front rows are the classes that
we were in
together, and you drug me to the back. And we consequently spent the entire class period with Google Chat up, heckling the class digitally.
And sometimes verbally. That's probably true. Well, it depended if the prof was fun and was the kind of prof that was looking for a conversation or not. Is probably what it was, verbal or not. But So I think the idea of having a conversation that's approachable and that is also like realistic, if that makes sense. So like we definitely want to engage with some really heavy things, the heaviest things, theology, the queen of the sciences. But I think at the same time, if it's so heady that, whenever I visited seminary, I showed up and I was super intimidated. So I just sat on the back row. I'm like, I'm just going to observe from the outside. And we're not saying that anybody needs to or even should observe from the outside. I think everyone should jump in both feet or head first. But I think it shouldn't be so intimidating, overwhelming that it's unapproachable.
Right. So we hope the name both showed that we were trying to be. I've heard us use the term the theological peanut gallery. So in some sense, you know, we're gonna have a fun time. We're gonna have some little nonsense in between. We're gonna heckle and we're gonna have a conversation that's fun loving. But also the fact that we're trying to explain theology even for people that are on the back row. But we always wanted it to be really conversational. We wanted it to feel like you were sitting down with some people that you knew and just listening to us have a conversation about something that we've spent, we've spent a lot of time working on how to think theologically and how to think through these different issues. That's kind of what we always wanted out of the podcast. But things have changed a lot in the last 2 years, Andrew. You and I aren't really in the same place as we were when we started this podcast, are we?
No, you have started a PhD. You're a part of an international company that you work for as an employee. We're in certainly different ends of the time zone, but different time zones. And when we started, my wife has had 2 kids. I've bought a house. My job has changed 4 times. There are now 5,000 more people going to the church I attend regularly. It's just, tons of change.
So we wanted to sit down and just kind of re-clarify just what we're trying to do in this podcast. And nothing really major is changing, but I think it helped secure our vision just as we've learned over 50 episodes of talking about theology, what we're hoping to do. So, Andrew, some of this came out of me reading some articles about critical thinking for some classes and just how to teach critical thinking and how hard really it is to think critically about issues. Thinking well about things is pretty hard, it turns out.
Well, and it's kind of offensive to say, I'm going to help you learn. I'm going to teach you critical thinking. You're like, hey, excuse me. But I think everybody has presuppositions, and it is hard to recognize, like, what are the lenses by which I view the world and what are the assumptions that I'm bringing to the conversation. And so anybody can say, I think this. But if you say, I think this because I have these four reasons that kind of support this idea, two of which you agree with, two of which you don't agree with, that just takes a long time for everyone to do well. But I think if we don't recognize our presuppositions, we don't recognize how strong our positions are, if that makes sense. Like the idea – go ahead.
Not just presuppositions. So you think about most discussions end up taking place at the role of implications. So you're not even really talking about the issue. You're talking about implications of the issue, whether you like them or dislike them.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a level below that, which is actually the main claims that those implications are based on. But then if you dig down, there are layers below that. You know, there's reasons that those claims that are built on. And there's kind of what I've heard termed foundational knowledge. You know, what are foundational elements – that the pillars, you could say, that the reasoning and then therefore the claims are built on. And a lot of times it's much more – those things lie below the surface, kind of like an iceberg. But they're much more fruitful if you want to understand how to think about things, to talk through those foundations of reasoning and not just talking about implications and whether or not you like them.
Oh, yeah. That's huge. That's absolutely right on. Well, so I think not only do we want to encourage a healthy conversation, I think you and I both, we do, and we're pretty similar in so many ways to our theology. We have different presuppositions that we bring to the table as we're talking about a similar thing, and you or I might mm-hmm. find different things agreeable or disagreeable, and we might agree or disagree on our presuppositions and even our presuppositions, if that's, I don't know what the word is for that. But I think helping recognize those and helping work through why we think we can make some pretty audacious claims with some degree of confidence, and I think sharing that is a healthy place to start a conversation. And that's what I think we want this to be.
That's right. So what we're going to hope to do going forward the podcast is to still keep the same sort of conversational tone, but to be much more intentional in walking through just how do you come up with a decision, you could say, about a certain theological topic. So I kind of liken it to watching a mechanic or maybe watching a handyman do a task. You might watch them just to kind of learn, okay, how do I learn how to do this for myself, right? I've been frustrated the last couple of weeks, Andrew, because I've been selling some furniture online, and these like mid-20-year-olds, you know, I call them city slickers, but you know, these mid-20-year-olds that have always lived in apartments their whole life have been buying this furniture, and then like I've had three people offer to pay me to drive out to their house and help them assemble it, Andrew, because they awesome. Can't figure out how to use like an Allen wrench and some like really basic just life skills, right? Because I've never sat on, clearly at no point on the way did they sit and observe, and it's like, well, how does furniture go together and how can I apply that knowledge to something else? So it can be really useful just in general, like just watching people do something, or in this case listening through a conversation about it, is to observe how does somebody think theologically about different things.
I love that.
By the way, Allen wrenches are not that hard. Get a life. Okay.
Or don't, and keep paying me. I'm all about that.
I couldn't bear it. I was so annoyed. I'm like, I'm not going to allow you to pay someone to come and do something.
It's
but
so
anyway, anyways.
But so we're gonna make an adjustment. We wanted to introduce this fact. So we are throwing this right at you, the listener, in the middle of a series, because we really think that we need to, I think this adjustment like a really big improvement and a big tweak, and it's really going to bring a lot to the conversation. So we wanted to throw this at you, and so when we jump in this next week, it's not going to be totally horrifying, but we're really excited where we're going, and we're looking forward to the next 50.
That's right. And so we'll be kidding you up with prayer in the next episode. Then we got a couple more spiritual disciplines that we're going to cover before the end of season 3 in December.
And when Ian says we're going to hit you up with prayer, that does not mean we're going to be praying for you.
Yeah, we did. The last thing we're going to be doing is praying for you. Who needs that?
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know. I hope the idea of saying, am I willing to take the time to think critically? And what does that even mean? I hope you've been encouraged and challenged by that. If we can encourage you, or if you can help us, I mean, if you've got a resource of thinking critically, by God, and I do mean that sincerely, we can use it. So share it with us. Hit us up on Facebook. Email us, backrowtheologians@gmail.com, if we can help you with anything, or if there's something that we can engage. If there's a Beth Moore fan out there, you are right in the crosshairs in today's Twitter feeds. So, or grace to you for that matter. So, yeah, we'd love if that's something you want to talk about, hit us up. But until then, this has been Yates.
And Ian.
Thank you for joining us on the Back Row.
Godspeed, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Any views expressed on the podcast do not necessarily represent all of Christendom, so we encourage you to read and study for yourself and form your own thoughts. Special thanks to our production engineer, Johan Benjamin. The music was composed by Simon Yao. If you enjoy the show, leave us a review on iTunes, and we hope you'll join us again next time for another episode of the Back Row Theologians.
I got to answer this. What's up? I'm recording a podcast, but I am at home. What's up? Okay. I'm on the line with my, with the guy I do. So it'd probably be like 15 minutes. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Bye. So I was my roommate. He never called. So I was trying to see, he was seeing if I could pick him up, but, okay. You're about to say something brilliant.
Do you want to rephrase your question?
Okay, yeah, I'll restate it. Johan, I'm restating the question.
Johan, listen here.
For the record.
We're restating. Okay. I would like to take the question and restate it. So, Johan, are you there? Okay, sorry.